day here in Washington, D.C., and it's supposed to get even more stinking and hot tomorrow. Tomorrow being Tuesday. I wish it was hot enough to melt all these criminals that are running the show here, but you know, the only thing that could really do that was an atomic, would be an atomic blast, and I don't want to see that happen to Washington, D.C. But you know, with the madmen and criminals and ideological and religious fanatics who have come to the fore in the Bush administration, I'm sorry to say, we are making so many enemies around the world that an atomic blast in Washington could very well be a reality before it's all over. And I'm not talking about an atomic blast from some ragtag terrorist group. I'm just saying that the United States, because of its policies under this Zionist-controlled Bush administration, the policies are so extreme and so insane and really so extraordinary that I really fear for this country. Well, if there is an atomic blast on either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, possibly even Friday here in Washington, I won't be around. I'm going to be out of town. That's the bad news for those of you who enjoy listening to my ranting. I will be out definitely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, possibly Friday. I'm not sure at this time, but the good news is I have asked the one and only Mark Glenn to sit in for me during my absence. You know Mark as a regular guest on this program. He's appears regularly with Mark Dankoff, and he's sat in for Hashem Talawi here on this network on the weekend already. He has a website, crescentandcross.com, and he, of course, is a regular correspondent now for American Free Press. So I'm sure Mark, whether he's by himself and with you, the callers, or if he has a guest or two, I'm sure he will certainly do the job and probably do it better than I do. So I will look forward to being back with you when I do return. It might be as early as Friday, but it'll definitely be Monday. Well, here's some interesting news out of Israel. There's a big controversy in Israel. Holocaust survivors who are living in Israel are complaining that they're not getting money due to them from the Israeli government. And Yosef Charny, an 82-year-old native of Poland who came to Israel after several years at the Nazi concentration camp of Treblinka, says the government of Israel denies the Holocaust. The government got billions of dollars in reparations, but they don't care about us. This is the complaints have to deal with nearly $80 billion in reparations that Israel, as a nation, has squeezed out of occupied Germany. According to a report in the Washington Times, a large part of the money, which was paid beginning in the 1950s, went to the military and for infrastructure. Get a load of that, folks. A lot of that money that Israel squeezed out of Germany, supposedly for the benefit of all these people who call themselves Holocaust deniers, didn't go to the Holocaust deniers. It went to build the military and the infrastructure. And isn't that interesting, folks? Israel's getting all this money for its infrastructure, but yet here in the United States, our infrastructure is crumbling. Look at that bridge disaster in Minnesota. I have a few comments about that when I come back. No, I'm not going to blame it on the Jews. I can hear the ADL saying Piper's going to blame it on the Jews, but I do blame our crumbling bridges on the fact that we have very misplaced priorities. Well, now we have it. A Holocaust survivor says the government of Israel denies the Holocaust. Boy, I don't feel like such a bad guy anymore. Now I'm being accused, or I should say the government of Israel is being accused of what I've been accused of doing. Boy, oh boy. Stay tuned, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington here on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, this is interesting, folks. $80 billion Israel has squeezed out of Germany on the basis of, quote-unquote, the Holocaust. The official figure is that there are as of 2002, there were 279,000 Holocaust survivors in Israel. They were said to comprise about 40% of the country's senior citizens. I don't want to get into a debate as to whether or not the Holocaust happened as it did, but just accepting the official story that it did, we find that about 60,000 of these survivors, these are old people, folks. Pardon me for those of you who might be in the age of these Holocaust survivors, but generally we call them old folks, senior citizens. 60,000 of these people are thought to live below the poverty line, lacking money for medical aid, psychological treatment, and in some cases, food. Now, folks, when you consider the fact that Israel has built its international reputation on the Holocaust, has beaten down so many people and imprisoned some for daring to even raise questions about this event, which, if, as they describe it, happened as it did, was certainly horrific. Yet this government that has thrived on this Holocaust imagery, this government of Israel, which has said that that their country rose from the ashes of the Holocaust, they have old people who are Holocaust survivors living below the poverty line, lacking money for medical aid, psychological treatment, and in some cases, food. Talk about chutzpah. Talk about hypocrisy. Absolutely amazing, especially when you consider the fact that in this propaganda for the state of Israel, which is used to influence U.S. foreign policy here on American soil, we are constantly reminded of the Holocaust. We are told that we must support Israel because of the Holocaust. And at the same time, we are told that Israel and the people who settled there following World War II and the Holocaust made the desert bloom. Well, as I have reminded you many times, the only reason the desert bloomed is because billions of dollars in U.S. aid, and of course now $80 billion in reparations from Germany has been put there. Isn't it interesting? Sometimes these family fights like they're having in Israel bring truth to the fore, and that's why I say, as we had in a discussion here the other evening, that you've got to read the national news and see how it's being presented, because a lot of times certain little interesting facts slip out, and it really gives you an idea as to what's really happening, not only in our country, but around the world, and in this case, in a country, Israel, that has such an impact on U.S. affairs. And that takes us directly into the next point I'd like to make. We talked on this show about the fact that madman Norman Podoretz, longtime editor of the American Jewish Committee's Commentary magazine, is advising Rudolph Giuliani. Well, these two garbage men deserve each other, but it gets worse, folks. You know, there's a lot of people who think that once the Republicans are out of power, you know, you hear this line, once Republicans are out of power, the neoconservatives will be swept from the scene. Once Bush is gone, the neoconservatives will be part of the trash heap of history. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. You look at the people who are advising John McCain, another neoconservative. Of course, McCain is probably going down the tubes, but don't count on it. He's being advised by James Woolsey, the former CIA director, another madman and neocon, and he's not Jewish, folks. He's also being advised by Randy Schoeneman. Schoeneman has a long-standing ties to these people such as Rumsfeld. He's president of the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq. I guess he's going to claim credit for the disaster there. And then we have Robert Kagan. Kagan is a contributing editor to Martin Peretz's New Republic magazine. He's another one of these neoconservatives. Again, the list goes on and on. But look at Mitt Romney. We hear all about Mitt Romney being a Mormon, and we hear about Mitt Romney. One day he's pro-abortion. One day he's against abortion. We don't know what he really believes about anything, except for the fact that he's a devout Mormon and he's made a lot of money. But guess who one of his top advisors is? Dan Senor. Well, the Washington Times describes Romney's advisor as the former senior advisor to Paul Bremer, who was the administrator in Iraq. What they don't mention is Mr. Senor, name spelled S-E-N-O-R, was affiliated with the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Another one advising Romney is one Matt Reese. He was on the National Security Council in the Bush White House, but he's been a writer for the Weekly Standard, The Economist, The New Republic, and The Wall Street Journal, all neoconservative outfits. And of course, the neoconservative Wall Street Journal has just been bought by another neoconservative, Rupert Murdoch, who, of course, is the father-in-law of our friend Eric Hufschmidt's sister. She's married to Rupert Murdoch's son, James, who apparently is the heir to the empire. I'm sure they'll take good care of Eric Hufschmidt for all he has done to harm the anti-Zionist movement by suggesting that most of the key anti-Zionist spokesmen in the United States are Zionists. They're secret Zionist agents. They're bought and paid for or otherwise blackmailed. But needless to say, folks, in the Republican Party right now, running for the presidential nomination, there's only one person who has shown his independence of the power groups in Washington, and yes, it is Ron Paul. Ron Paul's a good man, and people know that, and that's why there are a lot of people who are out to stop Ron Paul. That's right. Mentioned Robert Kagan just a minute ago. Very interesting. This guy, Robert Kagan, one of these neoconservatives. He's written a piece in the Washington Post today talking about the next intervention, saying that basically that the American people have to be ready for another intervention abroad, another shedding of American blood and the blood of whoever these crazed Talmudists, these crazed neoconservative Zionists, these crazed Trotskyites, whoever they decide we need to attack next. And what's interesting is that Mr. Kagan, echoing the line of the neoconservatives, says that the United Nations can't be relied upon. In other words, he's saying the United States is, or the United Nations is not the vehicle for the New World Order. In the future, he says, there should be a concert of democracies where the world's democracies could meet and cooperate in dealing with the many global challenges they confront. In other words, when the United States wants to invade another country, it goes to the other quote-unquote democracies in this concert of democracies, and with their approval, the United States can attack, invade, destroy, mass murder, commit genocide, wherever these insane Talmudist Jews want. That's what we're talking about here, folks. So don't worry about the United Nations, folks, being the font or the vehicle for the New World Order. The New World Order is wherever the Zionists put their hands on the levers of power. And they have their hands on the levers of power here in the United States. Needless to say, though, there are many people trying to break their grip. There are people in the military who want to break their grip, people in the diplomatic corps and in the intelligence community and in the Justice Department and the FBI, corrupt in as many ways as so many of these different institutions are. But needless to say, there are good people fighting, and that's why I keep saying here in this program we need to stand behind them so that we can break this Talmudist grip on our nation's levers of power before the rest of the world gets so mad that they do send nuclear weapons lobbing right here into Washington, D.C. It's very scary, folks. You know, I just saw a picture in the Washington Times. Very interesting picture of members of the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division gathering for prayer. Picture of all these soldiers in combat uniform with tanks in the background in a circle praying. Now, folks, the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee and the American Civil Liberties Union and all these notably anti-Christian organizations are absolutely opposed to prayer in the public schools and prayer in government services and, you know, government events, government-sponsored events. Well, I'll tell you what, this is very interesting. This gathering of U.S. soldiers, and I'm not objecting to this, folks, don't get me wrong here, but these U.S. soldiers are on the government payroll. This is a U.S. government operation, and these guys are praying. I just wonder if the ACLU and the ADL and the American Jewish Committee and all these other outfits are going to complain about these soldiers. Onward Christian soldiers, they think, marching off to war, fighting for Israel. That's what they're doing, folks. But in this case, I don't imagine the ACLU is going to intervene and stop these prayers among the troops. If they did, I imagine these troops would probably turn their guns around long enough to take out Abe Foxman and all these people that have worked so relentlessly to ban prayer in the public schools and to basically eviscerate any mention or notion of God in American public life. I'm not a religious person, folks. I've never claimed to be. But, you know, I've always been amazed at the people who have been so determined to try to shut it all down. Very, very interesting. And speaking of religion, you know, the foreword, well, when we come back, we'll talk more about this. And then if you want to call in here, please feel free to do so. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'll be taking your calls, and I have a couple more comments before we go to the phone. Before we go to the phone calls, we will be back, folks. I have an interesting story about the bride of Rudy Giuliani, the man who would be dictator. Stay tuned. La, 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 la.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Incidentally, American Free Press is recovering from its, I was going to call it a bomb blast. It might as well have been. It was this gigantic flooding, lots of damage. Fortunately, only one computer, an old computer, was destroyed. Could have been a lot worse, but American Free Press is recovering. A lot of people were concerned we would have to abandon that office, but it looks as though American Free Press has survived. Well, speaking of survival, I started off this program talking about American survival, and that's really what we always talk about on this program in one form or another. It's very interesting because the drums are being beat for another war. I'm not talking about Iran, folks. I'm talking about a war against Russia. Washington Post, once again, says in an op-ed piece, Vladimir Putin's belligerent rhetoric and actions toward the United States and its allies have begun prompting pundits to debate whether a new Cold War is afoot. Well, as you know, folks, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is hardly an American nationalist organization, last year put out an attack on President Putin. And who co-chaired that committee for the Council on Foreign Relations? Jack Kemp, a longtime lapdog of the Zionist lobby in Washington, and John Edwards. We know who he is. He wants to be president. He got his butt kicked, or I should say, I guess they had the election stolen from them in the year 2004. Bush-Cheney stole the election from Kerry and Edwards, and I'm not advocating or supporting Kerry and Edwards in this case. I'm just telling it like it is. But in any case, Edwards and Jack Kemp lent their names to this Council on Foreign Relations attack on Vladimir Putin. And what's interesting, folks, as I pointed out before, that the war against Vladimir Putin is being instigated from Jewish and neoconservative circles in the United States. But unfortunately, there are American patriot groups, or groups which at least are perceived to be patriot groups, such as the John Birch Society. Yes, I will name them, the John Birch Society. They have been echoing this rhetoric. The drumbeat against Vladimir Putin and Russia is underway. And we find some patriots going along with it. Folks, do not get misled. Communism is not creeping out from under a rock in the form of Vladimir Putin. The Trotskyite communists are running the show in the Bush administration here, folks. They are the ones who are promoting the New World Order, and they're trying to use our America to bring the New World Order about. Vladimir Putin is not a communist. At least not a communist in the sense that we thought of communism during the Cold War. And if we look back on the Cold War, we wonder how real that Cold War was. Young people in Russia, so we're told, are becoming very anti-American. Well, you know, I can understand why people abroad would be anti-American, because I see what's happening with our government, and so do you. And so we can't be surprised when people like Vladimir Putin, a tough nationalist, or even Hugo Chavez, we might not like some of his domestic policies down in Venezuela, but, you know, the big problem with him, from the perception of these Trotskyite communists who call themselves neoconservatives, the big problem with Putin is that he will not allow the Zionist power bloc to tell him what to do. And that's the same with many, many other governments around the world. They will not play along. They will not play ball with the New World Order. So we've got to remember that the old rhetoric of the past just doesn't apply anymore. The old labels of liberal and conservative. We know how much the Republicans and the Democrats are in bed together. We know that they are funded from the same sources. We know that they really don't have America's interests at heart. There are good people in both political parties. But you know what? They're being blacked out by the mass media. Dennis Kucinich, Mike Gravel in the Democratic Party, Ron Paul in the Republican Party. But we do get a big dose of Rudy Giuliani. You know, we're running out of time here. I am going to talk about Rudy Giuliani's horrible, horrible wife here tonight. This woman, Judith Giuliani, I don't know how many times, she's been married several times. This woman that's married to Rudy Giuliani is really something. If you think Hillary Clinton is bad, wait till you get it. Wait till you hear about Mrs. Giuliani. I'm going to talk about her after the break. But one thing I did want to mention here, it's very interesting. The Forward, very distinguished Jewish newspaper based out of New York, has a book critic named Mark Oppenheimer. Very interesting. This Mr. Oppenheimer had a prominently featured opinion piece in the Washington Post talking about the very bizarre Church of Scientology. And this author for the Jewish Forward says that, yes, Scientology is weird for sure, but it's not a cult. Well, I don't like that term cult, because you can apply that term to anybody. But what I can tell you about the Church of Scientology is that it was taken over years ago, taken over from within. The founder of the church, whose writings inspire many people to this day, was forced out along with his wife. And a group of Jewish lawyers from the West Coast who are not Scientologists came in and took over the operation lock, stock, and barrel, betraying the good people in that Church of Scientology who follow the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard. Why is America's most distinguished Jewish organization supporting Scientology? Figure it out for yourself.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I've been yakking here about Judith Giuliani, the wife of Rudy Giuliani. I suppose one might say you don't want to pick on the candidate's wife, but you know, that's pretty much par for the course in politics today, particularly since one of the former candidate's wives is now a candidate, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And you know, she's quite a piece of work, Hillary Clinton, but this Giuliani woman, I keep hearing more and more about her. Her name was Judith Stish Ross Nathan Giuliani. Now, we'll say right up front, I thought from the very beginning that Mrs. Giuliani was Jewish because of her name Nathan. Well, that was the name of her second husband. And her first husband was a Mr. Ross. So this is Rudy Giuliani is her third husband. I don't know what her ethnic background is, but this recent profile of her in the September 2007 issue of Vanity Fair would just lead me to believe that she is not Jewish, especially because she has been accused of using nasty ethnic terms to refer to her former husband, Bruce Nathan. Well, aside from her ethnicity, which really is unimportant in the bigger picture, what is important is that she seems to be a pretty erratic, grasping, rather disturbed, unpleasant woman. I think those terms probably describe her husband as well. But here is something about Mrs. Giuliani that we do need to know about, particularly those of us who are animal lovers. Now, I know a lot of you out there are probably saying, oh, there goes Piper. He sounds like one of those left-wing environmentalist types. He likes dogs and cats and llamas and sheep and rams and lambs. And, you know, he's one of those type of people. Well, yes, I do happen to like animals. I happen to like animals a lot more than I do human beings. Well, it turns out Mrs. Giuliani, during her first marriage, she and her husband, Jeffrey Ross, were salespeople and workers for U.S. Surgical, which is now part of Tyco Healthcare. It's a billion-dollar enterprise marketing surgical staplers. She was earning $40,000 a year by the late 1970s. That was a lot of money back then, folks. Well, guess what? According to Vanity Fair magazine, animal rights groups began investigating the way the company sold its products. U.S. Surgical used dogs in demonstrations to doctors and hospitals as part of its marketing plan. They quote a former employee, "Every salesperson at U.S. Surgical was trained for 6 weeks with dogs at Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx, and that was really brutal. They spent days and days with dogs, taking out the spleen or stomach or the lobe of a lung. Then if the dog started moaning or fidgeted, whoever was closest would push more sedative into him from the syringe. It was horrible. Then the dog would be killed with potassium chloride." These people were getting paid lots of money to do this and learn how it's done. Good God. The report continues, "After training, the salespeople marketed the staplers to doctors, and once again, in many cases, large dogs were used, as they had organs comparable in size to those possessed by humans. After the stapling, sometimes they'd put a big clamp above and below the staple lines and fill the area with lots of fluid. It would fill up with like a balloon, and the salesperson would say to the doctor, 'See, it doesn't leak.' That's how they marketed and sold the product." Well, a critic of Rudy Giuliani's up in New York discovered the fact that Mrs. Giuliani has been or was mixed up in all of this. And guess what? When they asked Mrs. Giuliani about it, or maybe Giuliani himself, it's unclear, he said, "I wouldn't dignify it with a comment." That was Giuliani's reply when asked about the use of dogs. In other words, Rudy Giuliani says it would be dignifying things to comment on whether or not his wife was involved in these brutalities against these animals. I'd like to see Rudy Giuliani stapled up. I'd like to see him and his wife stapled up and given the kind of treatment that these dogs were given. Can you imagine your favorite German Shepherd or your favorite Black Lab or your favorite Irish setter? These are all big or medium-sized dogs. Can you imagine these kind of things being done to them so these cheap little medical salespeople hustlers could make money? Well, that is the character of Mrs. Giuliani, who loves to run around. Apparently, she has a fancy Louis Vuitton bag that she drags around with her, some fancy pocketbook, and whenever she and her husband fly on a plane, she gets an extra seat to put her pocketbook on. I'd like to put Mrs. Giuliani in a big, big postal sack and drop her in the bottom, of the East River. Maybe we should take her over to the Dead Sea and drown her there. She'd feel right at home in the Holy Land. Boy, oh boy, don't get me started on this situation of torturing animals, especially when you have someone who wants to be the First Lady of the United States who made money doing it, and then her husband, this terrible, terrible Rudy Giuliani, wouldn't dignify it with a comment when presented with the facts about his wife's activities. The story about Rudy Giuliani's wife's work should be known by every American voter. That could keep him out of the White House. But it's not being reported to the average American voter. He's America's mayor. He's the big hero of 911. Well, we have Rick in Nevada waiting to come aboard. Rick, why don't you come on up?
There.
How are you tonight, Rick?
Not bad. Say, I got your archive page. Looks like you've been sloughing off on that.
I'm sorry, what?
Your archive page.
What about it?
Yeah, it seems like you're kind of out of date on them.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that to me. I don't think they're up to date on the archives at RBN, but I'm sure they'll catch up.
Think they
they're
will?
Shorthanded down there at RBN. That's just like all the Patriot organizations in this country. You know, there's billions of dollars floating out there with these big medical companies like this one I was just talking about. They advertise in the big magazines and on television, but they don't advertise in RBN or. They give money to the big think tanks, you know, but they don't give money to RBN or the American Free Press. So you know, you just got to bear with it, Rick.
Okay, one thing about Ron Paul, it's on record he voted against the Net Neutrality Act, and that's not good.
He voted against what?
He voted against net neutrality. In fact, he was in doing what the big ISPs wanted him to do. It's on record. You can see it on the internet.
Well,
that makes me nervous about him.
Well, Rick, I tell you what, I can't exactly hear you. I think you said the Neutrality Act.
Yeah, the Net Neutrality Act.
Okay, I tell you what. First of all, I'm not familiar with that, but I will say this much about Ron Paul, just like I will say about any member of Congress. I don't think if you put every member of Congress, even the best one that you could find, under a microscope, I don't think you could find them voting, quote-unquote, correctly on every single issue. I mean, I'm sure there's probably 100 things that Ron Paul has voted on. You know, he's been in Congress, with the exception of being out of Congress for a few years, he was in Congress roughly from, I think, like 1976 onward. You're probably going to find that he's not perfect. I mean, Jim Trafficking, who I talked about on this show the other evening, was far from perfect. He voted for some gun control laws that I didn't support. I'm sure he voted on some other things that I wouldn't have gone along with either. But that's basically how it has been.
Yeah.
You know, so no one's going to be perfect.
Yeah, but anybody in bed with the big ISPs is not friends to people on the internet. That's the only thing I'm thinking. I'll let you go. Make a couple comments about that shaky bridge, will you?
Oh, yes. Glad you reminded me about that. Thank you very much, Rick. Yes.
Okay.
The bridge in Minnesota, talking about the crumbling infrastructure here in the United States, and everybody in the country is worrying about whether their bridges are safe. Isn't it interesting that that bridge collapsed in the state of Minnesota? I think the people of the state of Minnesota need to be reminded that they have been represented or misrepresented, I should say, by some people in the United States over the years who have been more concerned about getting U.S. foreign aid to Israel than they have been about taking care of America's needs here at home. Just a few names that come to mind right off the top of my head. There was Senator Rudy Boschwitz, a Republican a few years ago, a hardline Zionist, tied up with some of the most hardline Zionist outfits in Israel and the United States. And then, of course, we have Senator Norm Coleman, a Democrat-turned-Republican senator from Minnesota. You know, if Senator Coleman had been focusing more on the needs of the people at home in Minnesota instead of worrying about getting U.S. foreign military and domestic aid, you know, non-military aid into the hands of the Israelis and taking more concern about America's infrastructure, you know, maybe it wouldn't have happened. And who was the biggest, craziest, loudest supporter of Israel serving in the U.S. Senate from Minnesota for many years? That was Hubert Humphrey, the former mayor of Minneapolis. Do you know when Hubert Humphrey was sworn in as vice president, do you know who held the Bible that this man swore his oath of office to America upon? The Bible that was held. The Bible was held by the former Jewish rackets boss of Minneapolis, a man who ran pornography and prostitution and gambling and whatever. This is the guy who held the Holy Bible for Hubert Humphrey to swear his oath of allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. A Jewish rackets boss, a gangster, one of the partners of Meyer Lansky, part of the Meyer Lansky crime syndicate. No wonder that bridge collapsed in Minnesota. No wonder it happened, folks. And you know how many other bridges are just accidents waiting to happen? Think about it, folks. I mean, it's just it's just more of the same. I'm not saying the Jews did it. What I'm saying is that our priorities are screwed up. We're more worried about sending a couple billion dollars a year to Israel, and I say a couple billion, folks. That's a way, way underestimate. And we're spending billions of dollars a month in Iraq fighting Israel's war over there, and we're gearing up to fight a war against Iran for Israel. And then we have this character, Robert Kagan, coming in and talking about how the democracies, so-called democracies, should band together to give approval to the United States, as long as the United States, of course, is under the hands of the Talmudists. You know, this is what we have, folks. This is it's so illustrative of the problems we have in this country. And what are they? How is this thing in Minneapolis being handled? Well, they're asking people if they'd be willing to support a new gas tax to raise money to fix the bridges. They're not asking people if the people think the money should be cut out of foreign aid. They're not asking people, and I refer specifically to foreign aid to Israel, which is by far, along with aid to Egypt and the other countries that are bought and paid for to be nice to Israel, which that is the foreign aid aspect, which is overwhelming and preponderant, not aid to the starving African countries, and there are starving African countries. Maybe it's their fault, maybe it isn't. But most people think foreign aid is going overseas to help save babies, stop the spread of disease. But no, we see what's happened to foreign aid and also the billions extorted from the German government. What did it build in Israel? Repeat it again. Infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. It didn't go to feed these old ladies that came out of the concentration camps. No, it built Israel's bridges and Israel's military, just like American aid to Israel does, just like American tax-exempt organizations can give billions of dollars a year to Israel in various forms. And the American taxpayers subsidize it. The American taxpayers subsidize Israel's nuclear weapons program. And what do we get as a consequence of that? Other countries say, hey, this is unfair. And the United States says, oh, but you cannot develop nuclear weapons. It's unacceptable. My God. We really do need a revolution in this country. We need to take out the spleens or the stomachs or the lobes of the lungs of these people and then staple them back together, just like Mrs. Giuliani used to do. I hate to sound so violent, folks, but I mean, when our country is being screwed, when our country is being abused by our so-called leaders, what else can I say? Well, we have Jim in Texas aboard with us. Jim, what do you think?
Mike, you completely disheartened me tonight. Because you said in the same sentence, the distinguished Jewish newspaper, The Forward. Now, nobody in their right mind would call The Forward a distinguished newspaper, okay?
Well, everybody in the country would.
I would rather hear about dogs being tortured day and night than I would somebody say distinguished Jewish newspaper, okay?
Okay.
It just cuts me to the quick, so to speak. There is no such thing as a distinguished Jewish newspaper. And as far as you're talking about all these candidates, Republican and Democrats, all I do is I picture them all standing there with a yarmulke on their head and holding a menorah, swearing their fealty to Israel, which they all do, including Ron Paul to some extent. Not as bad as the others, now mind you. I will not put him in the same category as the others, but he's close. Okay? That's why I'm called a resident cynic, because I read that he advocated that if the Arabs don't hold the line, so to speak, we ought to consider bombing the holy sites in Mecca.
Oh, no, Jim, that was not Ron Paul. That was Tom Tancredo, the congressman from Colorado. No, that was not Ron Paul. No, that was not Ron Paul. That's very important, and I'm glad you mentioned it, but it was not Ron Paul who recommended that. That was Tom Tancredo of Colorado, and Tom Tancredo, if he wants to see Mecca and Medina bombed, I'd like to see him sent to Mecca or Medina before we bomb it. No, no, it was not Ron Paul. So, you know, Ron Paul can be criticized, but not for that. That's somebody else's crime.
Well, Ron Paul is as honest as he can be and still remain alive, as far as I'm concerned, because once he crosses the line, he goes in with the Huey Long category or the James Forrestal or anybody else that ever crossed him and crossed him to the point of no return, because then he's going to jump out of a seven-story window like Forrestal supposedly did in 1947 or 49 or whatever.
Jim, and, listen, we have the break coming up. Hang on here for the break,
right,
Jim. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going into the final five here after this break. Stay tuned. Listen to whatever commercial is about to come up, because those advertisers help keep RBN online.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're wrapping up the hour. We have Jim from Texas aboard, and he was commenting about Ron Paul maybe not making as much noise as he would like, and certainly not as much as I would like, about the, well, shall we say, the problem of Israel, for want of a better way of putting it. But, you know, Jim, I tell you, my feeling about Ron Paul is that they're never going to let him get anywhere near the Republican nomination. They'll do everything they can. If he were to somehow win the New Hampshire primary, if they were to allow him to win the New Hampshire primary, they would certainly gang up on him and beat the hell out of him in the weeks that followed. So I don't think they'd ever have to shoot him. I think the value of Ron Paul is that he is out there reaching a lot of people with some new ideas, some fresh ideas that people have never really heard before. So that's why, you know, I haven't really formally endorsed Ron Paul, to the dismay of many people and to the delight of others, I suppose. But I think he's serving a very good purpose of educating people and kind of broadening the perspective of a lot of people.
By the way, Mike, I heard of an individual in a kibbutz in northern Israel that was flashing naked pictures of his wife around, so there might be a clue as to where a certain individual you know is currently residing.
You know,
it's unconfirmed.
You know, Jim, I hate to do something, but I am going to actually tell our listeners that if they need a break from serious political discussion, if they get bored or tired of or frustrated by hardline talk, if they want to hear some real lunacy, some really crazy conversation, all they need to do is listen to Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt complaining about the fact that Christopher Boleyn and his wife, the former nude model, Helya Brand Caskell, the fact that the Boleyns don't talk to Eric and Daryl anymore, and apparently neither does Carol Valentine. Now they're claiming that Carol Valentine may be missing. Carol Valentine doesn't want anything to do with them either, apparently. That's my
perspective. This is from Carol on the Web, the Carol Valentine.
Smith and Hufschmidt are now crapping on her and saying that she doesn't talk to them anymore. What's happened to her? A lot of lunacy there.
Next they'll turn on Santa Claus.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, now they're going, I mean, they've gone after every good person that I can think of, and I think now Christopher Boleyn has wised up and seen the light. I'm sure he has many nights wherever he is, maybe on that kibbutz in Israel or with that erudite Swedish countess that he lived with as a young man. He's spending a lot of sleepless nights wondering why he ever teamed up with that gruesome twosome, Smith and Hufschmidt.
I know, but according to Daryl, that Mother Teresa was a Zionist agent, the last I heard.
All right. Well, Jim, I want you and all the other callers to be real nice to Mark Glenn over the next couple days. I may be back here on Friday, but if not Friday, God willing, I'll be back here on Monday.
I'm always nice to Mark. You know that.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jim. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening. Stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN. Let's say a prayer for America, because America sure needs it. This is Michael Piper signing off for now, folks. Yeah, he'll call in.
It's true.